the attachment that Joe sent out about the 7-ups to a successful downline?
Yes.
All right. Well, this is a training that I borrowed from a friend. I'm not sure of its exact origin, but it's a training that's been around for a while, and it really does do a really good job of, just kind of explaining things to you. And a lot of people that have been in networking for a while, I'm sure you already know a lot of this information, and that's great. But certainly something that you can pass on to your group.
Marvin Kato.
So what we're going to do is, folks, it's important to realize that when you're recruiting people, while they're still listening to your presentation, before they've even agreed to join, they begin to picture themselves as leaders, or at least as people who will one day have followers. And you know as well as I do that success in network marketing requires followers, okay? It's either brokers or customers or both. So what is the best way to build those downline followers once you join a company and begin attracting?
Alvin Campbell.
Welcome to the call, Alvin. I believe that the best way to build a team is by first playing team yourself, okay? In other words, that is working for the good of the group. That isn't your downline necessarily. Do what you want your downline to do when you're the captain of 1,000 or 10,000 brokers. And another way to say this is the best way to be a good upline is to be a good downline. Taking this posture allows you to position yourself in your own mind as a leader from the very beginning. You're not working your way up from the bottom. You're actually starting at the top and building down. You build down by building up. Now, here we're going to go through the 7-ups that are designed to help you achieve the ideal downline. Okay? And if everybody did everything that's on here, I mean, we'd be just one fine-tuned oiled machine. And the first one is called show up. And I'm not the first one to say that half of the success in network marketing is just showing up. But I will clarify that you must show up consistently. Okay? And it's important to show up for events that you want to develop your leadership in. By becoming the person that your upline can count on, you become the person your upline will count on. Do I need to say participate, okay? So you get a few, if any, points, okay, for sitting in the back of the room or sitting in the back or holding back. Be both seen and heard, okay? That's real important in this business. And you think about that, the camaraderie of events, just being around leaders is so important. And we need it. I mean, think about it. Who motivates the motivator, okay? It's important that we get to these events because we want our people to get to these events. And that's not all. It's about plugging into the calls, like this call tonight. This email probably, Joe's email went out to I don't know how many hundreds of people. I don't know how many hundreds of people I email. And I don't know how many people this call holds, but obviously from the introductions tonight, we're not filled up. So not everybody is going to plug in, okay? So that's real important because if you're plugging in, then obviously your group will be plugging in. Secondly is pay up. When you're in a position to derive individual benefit from an upline, such as personal coaching and so on, pick up the tab, okay? If it's telephone coaching, you place the call. Now, this isn't as big as it used to be because most everybody now has unlimited long-distance packages and that type of thing. But if you're meeting over coffee or lunch, then make sure you pick up the tab, okay? Even though your sponsor or the trainer may have a lot more money than you do, okay? Just go ahead and do that. If a client comes in from out of town, whoever's doing all the rattling and shaking around there, could you mute your phone or start something? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, so if you meet them over coffee, you pick it up. If they come into town, offer to pick them up. Drive them around. Pick them up at the airport and that type of thing. And third is bring up. Tell your downline everything that your upline tells you about the business. Don't assume that your upline is working your group for you. You know what, folks? I'm going to have to go ahead and mute this call out. That noise is really bothering me. I guess Joe can work through it. I can't. So I'm going to... let's have everybody star six out. When I this mute feature mutes me out instead of the rest of the room.
Am I muted out?
No, you're not, Charlie. And
this is set to press six.
I've been hitting star six.
No, just hit number six only.
Number six only?
Yeah,
just hit six only.
Hey, Ned, were you using number seven?
No, just hit six, please.
Oh, I meant you. Seven should mute out then.
Yeah, I've got it figured out now.
Just okay.
Six on your phone. And
okay.
There we go. Okay, so we're going to be back to bring up again, okay? With email today, it's awfully... easy to think that maybe the upline is emailing to everybody, and that may not be the case. So anytime you receive information, make sure you pass that on down to your group, teaching your downline what your upline teaching you, any notices of events, announcements, changes, etc. Okay, and bring your up or your downline to your upline. In other words, introduce them one way or another as soon as possible when they get started. That's in the training. But it's so important that they get to know who their national sales director is and know that that's the person there that they can count on. Once again, that's what's so nice about the Simple as ABC system is that it gets all that information out to people. And that's one way to really help yourself as your recruiting broker is plugging them into that Simple as ABC, even if it's the free system, because they will get the emails of the new broker and they'll get the training and everything that's there, and that makes our job a whole lot easier. Okay, next is TalkUp. Enhance your upline's image at every opportunity by edifying them. Speak only the positive. Do it as often as possible to everyone that's in your downline, crossline, prospects, friends. Do the same about the company, about Ameriplan, about our benefits, the literature, the tools, our events, everything. You always want to talk it up. It's always going to be upbeat, okay? Talk up each component in turnout with whatever you're pointing out to your prospects or downline as the next part of their prospect process sounds like the most important thing on earth. Another thing to remember is good or positive goes down, bad or negative goes up. If you just talked to 25 people and had a bad recruiting day, don't call people on your front line or downline and start telling them that. Call your upline. Call your sponsor. Let them know that you're having a rough time. Just remember, everything that you pass downline should always be positive. Just the same thing as they were talking about above, enhancing your upline's image, okay? Next is listen up. It's impossible that even more can be accomplished by knowing when not to talk than by knowing what to say when you're talking. It is possible, okay? For the networking professional, there are many opportunities not to talk. When you put your prospect in contact with someone for a three-way call is a good example, or a meeting. Always make sure that once you've done your introduction, you want to build up, edify whoever it is that's going to do the call with you, and then that's it. Once you've turned the call over to them, don't say anything. If you jump in or do anything like that, you destroy all the edification that you did in doing so. So the best thing to do is you jump on, just make sure you're listening, and you'll get trained at the same time. Let that person
Gary Taylor. Away,
and then they'll turn the call back over to you when they're complete. Anything that you that's important that you need to add, you can always add that later. Okay, so under no circumstances, when somebody's doing a three-way call for you, do you ever interrupt. Once you turn the call over to them, it's theirs until they turn it back over to you or ask you a question. Okay, let's move on down. We got hang up. Another good time not to talk is after your upline has just answered a question for you or done some personal coaching or training or mentoring. Take it all in. Okay, write it down. Thank them once and then get off the phone or end the meeting. Okay? Let them get back to their busy lives helping dozens of other people just like us, as well as building their own business. Make it a goal to end every conversation only one time. Okay, this is almost a lost art. And you know, I mean, I think about it when I read that, and it's true. I mean, how many times do we say goodbye to somebody on a phone call? Yes, your time together is sweet, and you wish it could last forever, but cherish it by putting it into action, what you've just learned, not by keeping your upline engaged while you go over it and over it, thanking them, saying goodbye, and telling them again, this is why it's so valuable to you, and so on. Okay? I think you get the point there. Just be conscious of their time. You know, anytime you call anybody in your organization in network marketing, the first thing out of your mouth should be, are you on the line, or are you busy, or something to... because if you call them and they're in the middle of something, but they went ahead and accepted your call, they got somebody on the other line, and you start right into it what it is you're calling about or what your problem is, they may not be able to get words in edgewise. Okay, so always ask first, are you busy or are you on the other line, and make sure that you've got their undivided attention. Okay, move up. Or wait, let's see here. I got lost here, okay. We're still on hang-ups, all right? Oh, let me go through here. Okay, one call. All right, we got that. All right, move up. Your growth will almost be automatic when you show up, pay up, bring up, talk up, shut up, and hang up consistently. You follow all those, everything else happens. You still have the job of sponsoring, okay? That's our biggest job always. We continue to be a sponsor throughout our career. But you have your upline's attention, and that's the first step in getting your help. Secondly, many of the people that you sponsor will do just exactly as you're doing. That will make them a joy to work with for you. You'll spend very little time in training and management, thus saving your real strength for your real work, okay, of getting your message in front of new people. That's what this is all about. I mean, when we're out of people to talk to, we're out of business. So. These are the, you know, just things that to most of us are to, you know, common sense. To other people that have never been in networking, this may be all Greek. So the important thing is that just stick to those as closely as you can. You know, there's all kinds of things that can be taught about etiquette, for instance, on phone calls, okay? It's really important. Now, we understand that this is working from home and that there are things that happen at home with people who have children, and we understand that. But you know what? That's a lot more understandable when you're prospecting than it is when you're in training, okay? Because when you're prospecting, it makes it real to that person that you're talking to that person out there when they hear, you know, a pan clink in the back or a child crying or something. Hey, that's what this is all about, working from home. But when you're on training, okay, this type of call, now it's not all about what's going on with you anymore. Now it's what's going on with the whole team. Okay, so now it's important to make sure that you take that phone and go into a quiet room. Go in where there's not going to be any noise. Let everybody know, hey, this is my time, this is my hour for training, whatever it is, and we have to have silence. You have to make sure that you take it upon yourself to *6 your own phone. Mute yourself out. Because, you know, you get you put something on a speakerphone, you get busy, and you're shuffling papers and listening to the training and so on, and everybody's listening to you shuffle papers. And it makes it hard for, you never know when somebody might say something on one of these training calls, and somebody gets a nugget, okay? And it would be a shame to be making noise and let somebody miss that one little nugget that they might have picked up. So it's just courtesy, okay? It takes a while to get used to it. But just any little thing like that, being on time for a call is real important. Being early is even better because then we can, you can introduce yourself. If you come into a call and it's already started, then just go ahead and mute your phone out and listen. Don't introduce yourself. And I'm not scolding anybody here or anything like that. These are things that, you know what, ignorance is bliss. If we don't know what we don't know, okay? So once you've been told you do it, then it's a different story. If you don't know, it's ignorant. So, but just, they're just courtesy things. And that's basically, I guess, what I wanted to talk about.